This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We go to Daryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
D, how are things in Berea today?
Yeah.
How are they,
Daryl?
How's the weather in Berea? Yes.
It is cloudy. It is cold. They moved up practice because it's getaway day for the holiday weekend for these guys to catch their flight. So it's glorious.
And it's a getaway day for you, too. I'm sure you'll be flying off to one of your islands.
Yep.
Just south of Hawaii.
Somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Daryl, we were kicking this around a little bit earlier today. What does Bailey Zappe being back on the practice squad actually mean?
It means they have a fourth quarterback, and if they run into a situation where they blow through Joe Flacco as well as Dylan Gabriel, they have another option outside of Shedeur Sanders. So it all depends when we come to that part. Those crossroads, we know that's going to happen at some point this year because these are the Browns and this is the way it goes with this franchise. They go through quarterbacks like water. So, at some point, I'm convinced we're going to see Shedeur Sanders, but I don't think they want that to be until late December. So, if you need a third quarterback before that point, well, Bailey Zappe gives you that option. And for the folks that want to kind of scoff at that notion, remember, when they brought Joe Flacco in 2023, he was put on the practice squad, and he was a practice squad elevation for a couple of weeks before they officially added him to the active roster. So I do not dismiss the addition of the great Bailey Zappe to this quarterback room.
I didn't catch any hint of sarcasm there. Did you, Andy?
None. Zero. Not at all.
Daryl, did they see enough of Kenny Pickett, or do they think fifth-round picks are that valuable to not take a look at a guy who might have given them a good chance to win games this year? Maybe. You tell me.
Yeah, here's the thing. When Andrew Berry starts talking up people, you need to worry, right? I mean, he spoke in glowing terms about Travis Hunter leading up to the draft, and he had already agreed to trade the pick to Jacksonville. Everyone talked up Kenny Pickett this offseason, and he's not here. So I don't know. I don't know if you want to be in this organization and you want to be talked up by anyone just because, right? I think that, combination the injury, combination saw what you needed to see. Because let's be honest about it. If they really super thought that there was something there with Kenny Pickett, that he was a future franchise quarterback in the making for them, do you honestly think that they're going to trade him to the Las Vegas Raiders for a fifth-round draft pick?
You wouldn't think so.
Exactly. Again, it always goes back to pay attention to what they do, not what they say, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing goes with, like, yeah, they're not going to say anything negative about Shador and his development or anything like that, right? But clearly they felt the need to bring in another quarterback. Like, that tells you where things are without them actually having to come out and say it, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does.
How far can Joe Flacco take this team this year?
Hopefully the full 17 games, but I'm a realist, and I don't think that's going to happen. But, like, for me, the longer he plays, that means things are going well, right? Because there's two things that he's measured against. One, health, right? Got to be healthy and available. And then the second thing is playing well and winning. So if he's able to stay healthy, if he's able to play well and win, then he's going to play the bulk of the season. But if this goes how a lot of the national prognosticators are predicting, right? Everyone seems to be predicting doom and gloom for the Browns this year. And that, you know, you look at the first 6-7 weeks of the schedule, it's a gauntlet. They're never going to survive that. They may win one or two games or no games at all, right? I mean, you got some people that are saying the Browns may not win any games this season, which I completely disagree with, but that's neither here nor there. But if he is able to go out and play well and stay healthy, he's going to start the season. But if he struggles, if the team is struggling, then at some point they're going to flip the switch and turn it over to Dylan Gabriel and see what Dylan Gabriel has. And they clearly are very comfortable with Dylan Gabriel, you know, stepping into that role. Now, here's another thing, tentacle to the whole Zappy edition, right? What if, and I'm just spitballing here, if they have a timeline for each of these quarterbacks this year? And I'm not saying they do. Like, this is just a hypothetical pop into my head, talking out loud situation here. But let's say they, in their mind, say, we want to see Dylan Gabriel at some point this year if the season doesn't go well. However, we don't want to see him until this date on the schedule. And same thing with Shador, right? And then we don't want to play.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shador until this week on the schedule. And so, I don't know, maybe if something does happen to Joe Flacco, and let's hope that doesn't happen. But these are the Browns, and you have to plan for all these eventualities, right? Because unfortunately, all the eventualities tend to come true. Maybe Bailey Zappe, very quietly, they're not going to say it, right? Kevin Stefanski declared this week that Dylan Gabriel is QB2. What if Bailey Zappi's really the QB2? Again, just throwing it out, because remember, Joe Flacco was on the practice squad in 2023, and he started a couple of games before they put him on the official active 53-man roster.
And let me throw this one at you, too. And what you just said makes perfect sense to me. What if Joe comes out, does a competent job, another team loses its quarterback, needs a quarterback, and right. they give you something for Joe Flacco, and then you elevate right. Dylan Gabriel and Bailey Zappe as your backup?
Right.
Yeah.
Or you start Bailey Zappe until you're ready to put
Dylan Gabriel in there.
On the field, right?
Yes.
For me, this is why I have been on the keep four quarterbacks bandwagon, and I really was indifferent in the manner in which they did it, and I actually floated a week ago the idea of three quarterbacks on the active roster and a fourth on the practice squad. Now, granted, they didn't use the guys that I thought that they do, for that. I thought maybe they'd keep Snoop Huntley on the practice, cut Snoop Huntley, put him back on the practice squad. I didn't have them going and bringing Bailey Zappe back. But nevertheless, they did keep the three that I thought they would, and that was Flacco, Gabriel, and Sanders on that active roster, because you can't cut the rookies because they're going to get picked up.
Hey, what are your thoughts on the fact that you're looking at 12 rookies and 6 undrafted free agents on this team?
Andrew Berry is trying to infuse this team with some younger, less expensive talent because this is a very top-heavy roster financially, right? You got some guys making significant money, one of which isn't even on the field, right? He's on active PUP. By the way, you might see that guy before this season is over, too. So that's another wrinkle to this whole quarterback carousel. But I do think that's Andrew Berry's on the lookout for some cost-effective talent. And when you go 3 years without top draft picks, you got to find creative ways to look for that talent. And the fact that they got 12 rookies on this roster right now, including their draft picks, the fact that they brought some of those kids back to the practice squad as well. Aiden Huntington's a great story. Gage LeVarden, great story, right? But these are guys that are going to get reps. You're going to see these guys on Sundays. They didn't just make the team for decoration. Like, you're going to see these guys get some opportunities. And if they can't cut it, the team will move on, right? But that's really, I think, the impetus behind them having so many rookies this year is they're top heavy salary wise, and they need to find some talent that doesn't cost as much money, and that's certainly one way to go about doing that.
Daryl, is it okay to have you have 5 running backs now, 2 on the practice squad? Is it okay that 3 of them are rookies right now, and that's not even counting Quinshon Judkins?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
they're not going to cost you a lot of money, right? And if they don't work out, you move on to the next guy. So. I call them low risk, high reward type of moves, Jeff. And that's exactly what you have in that running back room. And that's why I laughed when everyone was freaking out when the initial 53 came out and they had only kept 2 running backs and everyone was losing their mind. And it's like, relax, a lot can change in 24 hours. And then guess what happened? A lot changed in 24 hours. They now have 5 running backs.
Daryl, give me your confidence level in the offensive line, because I think the defense is going to be good this year. I mean, as long as they don't spend the entire game on the field, they're going to be good. So give me your confidence level in the offensive line.
Well, if they're healthy, my confidence is high. By the way, great to see Ethan Posick jog out to practice today. It was good to see him. He still has the brace on the left knee there. The organization seems pretty confident that, or optimistic, I should say, that he's going to be available. But look, if the offensive line is healthy, they're going to be fine. But that's the question. Can they be healthy? Will they be healthy? And am I confident that they're going to stay healthy? Absolutely not. I mean, just look at the last 3 to 4 years in the way it's gone, right? They're going to at some point, you know, deal with injuries. And I do have some questions about the depth that they have up front. But, you know, I do like the starting five, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes sense, Darryl. Of course, we'll be following along with you on social media and your updates on YouTube and all that great stuff as we get ready for the Browns to take on the Bengals. It feels like it's going to be a long week, but it's not. Enjoy your time off this week. Although, are you doing your show this weekend?
I have my show, and I'm pretty sure we're laboring on Labor Day again. That's a Browns tradition. They come all back to work on Monday, so we'll be back to work on Monday as well.
Very nice. Join Darryl Ryder laboring on Labor Day, only on 92.3 The Fan. I love it. Love it. Bye, Darryl.
Thanks, D.
Thanks, guys.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.